This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It could have been very ugly and destructive, but San Antonio may have dodged a bullet in the way things turned out with the way the new mayor selection process worked. There were four city council members, Ivy Taylor, Ray Lopez, Ron Nuremberg, and Shirley Gonzalez, all put their names in the ring. After the first round of voting, only Taylor and Lopez got votes. Nuremberg and Gonzalez were out. The second round of voting was hung with no clear winner, and then Lopez stepped up. He pulled his name from consideration.
What I'd like to do, Mayor, is withdraw my name from consideration for the mayor's position, offer that as a commitment that on a 5-3 vote to do the right thing, we've got to move forward tomorrow. And to sit here and argue over who's in and who's out and who's better and who's not, the reality is we are all capable of doing this. We are all committed to San Antonio.
That left Taylor as the last person standing and as the new mayor of San Antonio, a historic first for the Alamo City, the first African-American mayor. What do you think about this process and the outcome and the way that things look forward going into May when the new mayor will be elected? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. Come on, have your say. Give us a call. You could also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org or write directly on the show page on the website at tpr.org. Our guest this half hour, TPR City Hall reporter Ryan Lloyd. He's been covering this from the very beginning. You were at City Council today. He's got a bird's eye view of it. Also, San Antonio Express News columnist Gilbert Garcia. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Well, thank you very much, Dave, for having us.
Gilbert, do we dodge a bullet?
I guess you could say that. You know, the thing about it is that while it's true that Ray Lopez made a conciliatory gesture there at the end, I mean, it was also a concession to reality. I mean, there was no path forward for him where he could win this thing. It was a 5-3 vote. Ivy Taylor needed six, but you had the two finalists abstaining in the second round. And so going forward, I mean, you would probably, if they continue to abstain, I mean, you'd have endless rounds of 5-3 votes, he was never going to be able to turn that around, and I think he just realized that at some point he had to acknowledge the reality.
So, Ryan Lloyd, you were down there. What was the mood like at City Hall?
You know, it was a packed City Hall chamber today. Lots of people coming out to see the results of what our next mayor will be. And I think a lot of the groups included some of the, you know, groups that have been at City Hall before, folks from the LGBT communities. The NDO, of course, was a big topic for Ivy Taylor, who voted against the NDO, the Revised Non-Discrimination Ordinance. And so lots of people turned out, in the end, with Ray Lopez withdrawing his name, as we were talking about, it was sort of a move on his part to, you know, move forward, as he was talking about, to have this camaraderie with the council going forward.
Right. So speaking of the NDO decision, we had during the Citizens to be Heard portion of the morning, we had Dan Graney with the Community Alliance of San Antonio.
The mayor is the face of the city. We need a face that is a welcoming one that embraces fairness and equality for all the residents of and visitors to San Antonio. I therefore respectfully implore you to appoint an interim mayor who championed and voted for, including LGBT protections in the NDO last year, and is committed to furthering its implementation expansion. Thank you very much.
Okay, so that was, he was remembering, bringing up the non-discrimination ordinance. Taylor voted no, and that certainly was something that was remembered during the communications, during the process of talking about who's going to be the next mayor. Let's go to the phones real quick. Our number is 210-614-8980, and Jennifer wants to talk about that. So let's get Jennifer on the line. Hey, Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Ivy Taylor being selected in the NDO. I think that San Antonio took a huge step forward today, electing a minority woman for mayor. But also there were many people capable who supported LGBTQ rights. And Ivy Taylor basically voted against people being able to sit in a restaurant across from somebody that they love without the fear of being kicked out.
It's
disappointing.
Go ahead.
It's pretty disappointing that she was the choice for mayor.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, thank you for that call. And so, you know, Taylor, she addressed this when she was giving her speech in this process.
I've taken votes that were unpopular, but it was always after talking to both sides, seeking middle ground, and if none could be found, moving forward with what my conscience dictated. I will not expect everyone to fall in line, but will work diligently as the team leader to seek consensus, provide full transparency, find common ground, engage and listen to the community, and to keep the political drama to a minimum. This council cannot work effectively as a body with ongoing political intrigues.
Gilbert Garcia at San Antonio Express News. Do you think this NDO thing is going to continue to haunt Ivy Taylor?
Yeah, I don't. I think there will always be people who are unhappy about it. I don't think it will overshadow her tenure as mayor. I mean, even after the vote, you know, the people, there were members of the LGBT community who had spoken, and, you know, I think most of them didn't actually mention her by name, but they alluded to their thought that someone who had voted against NDO should not become mayor. And they were subdued at the end, but you didn't sense a lot of, at least not open anger. She's conveyed to people that she will do everything she can to implement the ordinance, even though she voted against it. And I think that even within the LGBT community, there's some division. I mean, I think there were some people who were supportive of her and willing to say this was one vote, and you know, we're not going to let that define her.
Right. She wasn't the swing vote. It was kind of was already decided. It was already three. She was one of three people that voted against it. So.
Right. And
yeah.
Well, I, you know, I think a key vote and statement today came from Ray Saldana, who voted for her. And that was really, if you think of it, if you look at the way the vote broke down, that was the swing vote, because it turned what would have been 4-4 to 5-3 in her favor. And then, of course, Ray Lopez, you know, then withdrew his name. But Ray Saldana was one of the key people, you know, speaking out for the NDO last year. And in his statement, when he explained his vote for Ivy Taylor today, he didn't talk specifically about the NDO, but he did say something about how we shouldn't get so we shouldn't emphasize the past so much. We should look at what about San Antonio's future. And I think it was clear to me that he was saying that, you know, we don't want to get too bogged down in this one vote that happened last year, and let's look at who can do the most for San Antonio going forward.
We're talking about Ivy Taylor, the new interim mayor of San Antonio. She's going to be stepping in some big shoes. Julian Castro, who moves up to join President Obama's cabinet. We invite you to call in and join the conversation. What did you think about the process? Was it transparent enough for you? Maybe it was too transparent. Maybe you felt that all this limelight, all this spotlight could have held up the process, and we didn't get the best choice. You give us a call. Let us know what you think. The number is 210-614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio made history today with the first African-American mayor taking the post. How important is that to you? What about other issues that face the city of San Antonio? Give us a call. Well, first of all, it's congratulations to Ivy Taylor. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. With me to talk about these developments, Ryan Lloyd, San Antonio TPR reporter covering the City Hall, and San Antonio Express News columnist Gilbert Garcia. Let's go to the phones. Marcia has called in. Marcia, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. First of all, I want to congratulate Ivy Taylor as becoming the first Black female mayor of San Antonio. I think that is a historic day for the city of, and also being a member of the LGBT community and African American, I am proud to have her as my mayor.
And so how do you think that's going to change what people think about San Antonio when they say we have an African American female mayor?
I think that puts us on the map as being a city that is more cosmopolitan than we were before.
All right. Well, Marcia, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that. So, Ryan Lloyd, do you think that having an African-American female mayor that means says something about San Antonio?
Yeah, you know, in a city that is this size, I think a lot of people have said that it's time for San Antonio to move in this direction with all of the changes that have been made in the last few years, especially under Mayor Julian Castro's, now Secretary Castro's leadership. And so, you know, I think as Marcia pointed out, you know, I think maybe the time was overdue for an African-American mayor.
Okay. During the process, we did hear from the candidates, the four candidates that were running. They were allowed to give speeches, to talk about themselves, and I guess lobby their fellow council members. And we heard from Shirley Gonzalez, and here's part of that tape.
I have completed four Ironman triathlons. This is a very long endurance triathlon event. It includes 2.5 miles of swimming, 100 miles of cycling, and it's followed by a marathon. And while it is a one-day competition, there's many, many months and hours that go into training for a competition like this one.
Gilbert Garcia at the Express News, Shirley Gonzalez talking about her athletic ability. She also talked about her ability to computerize her family's pawn business and her district winning the graffiti clean-out campaign. Mm-hmm. Was that enough for someone to be considered candidate for mayor?
No. And you know, my sense is because I kind of wondered, you know, why Shirley Gonzalez, you know, entered this race to begin with. And she's only been on the council for a year. And I think that, you know, I think even her supporters, most of them would say that she, you know, she needs quite a bit more experience before she would really be someone who would be a serious candidate for mayor. But you know, my sense was that early on you had so many different council members talking about possibly entering this race for the appointment. And I think she looked and saw that, you know, we might have six, seven, eight people all vying for this. And maybe thought that we don't want to leave the we don't want the West Side to be excluded, and so she did, yeah, I think she I don't think she foresaw that we were going to have only four candidates, and I don't think once we reached the point where people applied for this that I don't think she necessarily thought she had a serious chance at this.
When I asked her about why she was running, and she told me that if she expects other people in her community to step forward and take leadership positions, then she should be able to do the same thing, and that's why she wanted to toss her name in the hat.
Okay, well, she talked about the amount of time that she had as a council member. That's the same amount of time that Ron Nirenberg had, and he also was up there making a speech talking about his abilities.
If we lose our AAA bond rating, although it's sort of window dressing for city budgets, we will lose roads and we will lose infrastructure. We cannot let that happen. We also have the first opportunity in our city's history to finally address long-term water security that also respects our natural resources. I believe we have the right people in the room to do that. We need strong leadership from the council to continue that. And we also have to recenter the discussion on transportation. I think this community is very divided. You can go into any one of our districts and find division on the issue of transportation. But this, along with our comprehensive growth plan, is probably the keys to one of the keys to our future.
So, Ron, I thought he had the best speech up there of the four candidates. But he also seemed to acknowledge that he knew he wasn't going to go anywhere. He was giving his son will come out tomorrow wrap up at the end of his speech. Gilbert?
Yeah, I think this was kind of a dry run for him. I mean, Ron Nirenberg is, you know, very smart. He has a background in urban planning. This is he's someone who I think everyone would acknowledge has a bright future in local politics, and he's interested in running next year. So, I think this was the first chance to assert himself as a possible future mayor.
And so, Ryan, what did it look like from your point of view?
Well, it was, you know, definitely kind of, you know, tense in the room, you know, with everyone kind of giving their stump speech as to why they should be selected. And then, I mean, before that point, I mean, you had citizens to be heard, so they were giving their – so it was kind of a long process in the beginning. But once the voting began, I mean, you had four for Taylor, two for Lopez in the first round, and then you had five for Taylor and three for Lopez in the second round. And, you know, when Lopez withdrew his name, I think it was just quite a shock to everyone. Like, everyone kind of, whoa, what? I can't believe what's going on here.
The Game of Thrones people were calling.
Yeah.
So Gilbert – go ahead.
I was just going to say that one thing that really struck me was how much the discussion during the Citizens to Be Heard, how much of that was focused on Ivy Taylor? I mean, she sort of dominated the conversation.
She did,
at the beginning. You had like 20 people who signed up to speak. I think two people said some good things about Ron Nirenberg, and one person said something about Shirley Gonzalez. And everything else was focused on Ivy Taylor, whether it was people from the LGBT community who had some concerns about her, or whether people from the East Side who were praising her. A lot of the energy was really focused on her from the beginning.
And okay. One of the people who spoke for Ron was a former staff member. So,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the phones. And our phone line is 210-614-8980. Robert has called in. Robert, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you. Well, it just seems to me a little outrageous that the city council will choose its own leadership for the next year and a half. It's like a privy council or a royal commission. It's choosing its own chairman, and I think what should be an interim mayor until November, when we have an election here in San Antonio, and then all the people who think they're good for mayor should stand up and run. I don't agree that an elected body can choose its own leadership, own mayor, when we should vote for the mayor.
Okay, Robert, thank you for that call. We appreciate your point of view. Gilbert, isn't it until May, which is like 10 months?
Right. And you know, this is basically the process that we've had for council vacancies. I mean, recently we saw a change which allowed for special elections. But until recently, we had situations where, say, Jennifer Ramos became an appointed council member and held the seat for, you know, about a year or so before the next election. So it's not inconsistent with the way the city's done things with regard to council members. I think one of the things that struck me about this was the fact that we're limiting the pool of candidates to council members. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And I don't know if someone from outside the council would stand a chance of winning if that had been a possibility this time around. But I think that we should open that up. I also think it's a little bit absurd when council members are not allowed to vote for themselves. There was just something about that didn't make a whole lot of sense, because we, you know, you had a 5-3 vote with two people abstaining in the second round, and you knew where their sympathies were, but they couldn't vote. So I think that, in a sense, I think that it would be worthwhile to look at changing the charter with regard to the mayoral appointment process. On the other hand, this isn't something that's likely to come up again in the near future. I mean,
it did come up. I mean,
it did come up.
So this whole thing was proposed in theory, in the abstract, years ago, and then now is the actual practice of it. So we saw some of the problems, but well, there was a lot of transparency here.
You know, I just think that we could go decades before this would come up again. I do think we ought to look at fine tuning the process. But it's the idea of someone giving up the mayor's office is something that will happen. It might not happen again in our lifetime. And it was a unique situation where you had someone who was in the position to get this kind of appointment.
Sure.
I think they ought to look at it.
Ryan, so how dominant was the May election in that room? Do you think all the candidates up there were thinking about May?
Well, I think, a large majority of them, I think Ron Nirenberg for sure, Ray Lopez for sure. Ivy Taylor in the post-media gaggle once again said that she's really not interested in running for mayor next year. I think that, you know, she could be setting herself up for something else like the Texas legislature. And so this would put her in that position to kind of go forward in that. So I don't think she wants to run. But, now we also have to look at filling Ivy Taylor's seat. Applications will start next week for that, and then we'll continue with the same process as we've seen with Carlton Souls and Elisa Chan stepping down, where people from the community will get the chance to submit their applications. They go through two rounds of interviews, basically, and then the council selects.
Also, the big issue is streetcar. People want to know where Ivy Taylor is on that, and she was answered that in the press conference.
I've been supportive of a streetcar, but I know that it's very unpopular with many of our citizens, and so I'm waiting to see what the outcome is of the petitions that have been submitted to see how we'll move forward. But it seems like folks are asking for the opportunity to have their voices heard through a vote, and so I'm supportive of the public's right to vote.
All right, so we'll know on the 28th or 29th. They have the 20 days to figure out.
Right, July 28th is the deadline for the city clerk to have verified all the 27,000 signatures.
Right, so Gilbert, back on to May. Do you think that Ray Lopez was thinking about May, that if he sat there and kept challenging and challenging and wouldn't let the vote move forward, that he was basically spoiling himself for May and would have been more a divisive character. And then today, with his pulling his name, he became more of a uniter.
I think that's true. And again, if you just look at the way this would have unfolded, if at some point one of them, if either of them decided that they were not going to abstain, it would have been a situation where they would have been required to vote for each other. And so it would have been a 6-4 vote for her. And who was going to go over to his side as this process went on? So, I mean, he saw the writing on the wall, and I think mm-hmm. but I do think that it probably helps. But I still think he would have a real tough time in next year's mayoral race. We still don't know exactly who's going to be in there, but with Mike Varela, and I think Ron Nuremberg is very likely to be in there. I think Ray Lopez would have a real tough time.
And so with the 10 months that Ivy Taylor has to work with, what can she actually get done?
She says she wants to bring a resolution to the health care costs for police and fire benefits. She wants to work on the streetcar. She wants to see what the outcome of the petition signing will be. And, if the people want to vote, then I think she's supportive of that, just as other council members have said. Gilbert.
No, go ahead, Ryan. I'm sorry.
I think she also wants to be a big champion of the East Side Promise Zone designation. Since Castro is going on, he has to sign a basically non-conflict kind of thing, so he can't really work for that, but she can as mayor.
Okay, really quickly, Gilbert, where do we look for? We got 30 seconds.
Well, I don't know if she's going to do this, but the mayor mentioned council pay today, that he would like to see council members get paid. And I think that she would have a chance, because she's not going to be seen as a political figure who's running for office.
That's something to look for and something to talk about. That's a big issue. All right. I want to thank TPR City Hall reporter Ryan Lloyd, San Antonio Express News columnist Gilbert Garcia, talking about our new mayor of San Antonio, Ivy Taylor. This is The Source on KSTX. Mm-hmm.